this goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A, Pendle, P-E-N like November, D like David, E-L-L, date of birth October 28th, 1953. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Pendle with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was March 27th of this year. Her only complaint is having heartburn, which tends to bother her at bedtime. So she has been using 2,000 milligrams of Tums daily at bedtime. It has been working well, but that has caused an elevated calcium level. So she will be stopping that. Instead, we recommend that she use Pepcid 20 milligram at bedtime, and she does not take the omeprazole 20 milligram every day. But the Pepcid, it will be quicker to act, and I've asked her not to use any calcium supplements, including Tums. And the patient is understands why. Her weight is unchanged from her previous visit, and otherwise she's feeling well with no complaints. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril 20 with hydrochlorothiazide. It's 20/25, one daily in the morning, and then plain lisinopril 20 milligram at bedtime for the maximum dose of ACE inhibitor. Also, Norvasc is 5 milligram daily in the evening, and omeprazole 20 milligram is not every day, but only when she feels she's going to need it due to intake of spicy foods. She's also on glipizide, metformin, Januvia, Lipitor, regular dose aspirin of 325 milligram daily, iron, and no other medications. Physical exam, her weight is 158 pounds, pulse 80, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff was 140 over 60. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done July 12, 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.08. Estimated GFR is 56. Albumin is 4.2. Calcium was elevated at 10.9. Sodium, 143. Potassium, 5.1. Carbon dioxide, 21. Phosphorus is 4.6. Intact parathyroid hormone is 10.8, so suppressed due to the high calcium level. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio in the microscopic range at 119. Hemoglobin is 12.7. with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression. 2, diabetic nephropathy with microalbuminuria on maximum dose of lisinopril. 3, hypertension is near to goal. 4, hypercalcemia due to prolonged calcium intake of 2,000 milligram a day. We have asked the patient to stop Tums and not to use any more calcium supplements. I recommended she use Pepcid 20 milligram daily at bedtime instead, and she could continue to use the PRN dose of omeprazole if needed, but maybe the Pepcid will be just enough and she won't need anything additional. She should continue to have lab studies done every 4 months and follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.